Theater Thoughts by Michael Betancourt. I used to work for the Salvadori Center, an educational not-for-profit that uses the design of the built environment to study math, science, social studies, language, art, and technology. After hanging around the Salvadori staff, trained as architects, engineers, mathematicians, and artists, I concluded that every human life is a built environment designed by deliberate choices. What does this have to do with the making of theater? Perhaps of all the disciplines labeled art, theater has the largest built environment component to it. Not only do we build spaces in which we present theater, but the stage itself, the literal and the symbolic stage, is an environment designed to produce a world. And for that world, we build facsimiles of human beings called characters, the built environment we call a self, and arrange them in ways to take them apart to see what makes us tick like the explosive devices we are. For me, then, my role as a playwright is to design a theater to be performed in the built environment of a theater that at one and the same time mimics and dissolves and repatriates the designed theater of a human's being. I am not interested in the tedious business of pantomiming or repackaging the real world on stage. I can't do that very well anyway, and many others can do it far better than I can. I'm more interested in this exploration of other worlds, other designs, other possibilities that leave the self open and do not design it into a too solid flesh too soon. If art has any claim to intrude on our ground time here on Earth, to use a phrase by the poet Maxine Kuhnman, it has to be its ability to keep us open without convincing us that any one design is the ultimate final design, to remind us and remind us again and again that designing and all its whirling permutations is what being human is all about. You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao.